Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we're bringing you some valuable information about a songstress by the name of Cyril Ami, and she was at the Gerald W. Lynch Theater at John Jay College on 59th Street, which is 524 West 59th between 10th and 11th Avenue, New York, New York. And I'm going to tell you more about that, but today I wanted to let you know where we were coming from. We're live from the Roosevelt Island Tramway, which is a cable car service here in New York, New York. It's located on 2nd and 60th Street. That's the east side. And it's available service for a metro fare of $3, and you can take the cable car from Manhattan over to Roosevelt Island. So today we thought this was a realistic spot. There is a park here, and we have some information probably on Facebook later where you can look us up or either go to the Facebook page at the Area Parent Blog Talk Radio and listen to the show, or you can listen at Blog Talk Radio. And they have stores here at the park. It's called DiGiorno, and then it says Walking on Wood, London and New York. And so where I am today is at the entrance of the Island Tramway. So what I've done here is I've taken pictures. It's a unique cable car system. It's for pedestrians that commute, and they have a commuter system. And there's nothing else like it, you know, around except for, you know, other cable services. So I'm going up the stairs now, and I thought it was such a unique view that they do have of the Edgecote Queensboro Bridge. From the platform, you can see you can take better pictures of the bridge. You can see commuters getting prepared for the trip. There's tram southbound, and there's also a tram northbound. There's no smoking on the platform, and it's a really unique cable car system. It's transportation, it's air travel, and they have some simulations like it at places that I've spoken about. It was Great Adventures, and they have that there. And so I took the ride across the park when I did visit. So this was accustomed to me in that way. So I thought that it would be an excellent location to actually do this Cyril, which is her name is Cyril Ami. And I'm not sure how that is translated, but maybe it says my Cyril friend. So that leads me right into like the opening. She's a French jazz singer, and she usually performs jazz standards. The show was presented by Carnegie Hall Neighborhood Center. This concert was made possible in part by the Edward Prager Endowment Fund for Jazz Artists. So we had to do a unique feature to get in. We had to RSVP, and when I went to the computer to do that, we found out the show was sold out. So I walked to the show anyway, and I couldn't blog it the same day so that we didn't have anything up on the board. And so I went to the show, and I found out they had overflow. So I stood in a line, and then a few moments, someone came out by the name of Betty Russell, and she brought two tickets so that we could go into the show. So shout out to Betty Russell. I thank you so much for the tickets. We were able, myself and another lady that was standing in overflow, the first two online for overflow, was able to get into the concert. We found this information about the concert at www.newyorkparenting.com/calendar, and there was also more information at www.carnegiehall.org for families. So they basically describe Cyril Ami as a French jazz artist. She's based in New York, known for her rhythmic songs with roots in jazz and gypsy style. I wanted to let you know there's pictures on our website of her. There's even a caricature. And, you know, she travels a lot. Her schedule is extensive. She's going to be, she was here in New York. She's on her way, I think, to London. She has another show in about 10 days in New York. Then she has another show in New Jersey, and she has more abroad. So she's not just national. She's an international singer. So we had the chance to see her that night. She didn't perform many of her gypsy hits. She did perform mostly her, you know, traditional jazz, and she had a lot of scanty going on, which was, you know, from her jazz background in the American song. She wasn't dressed in any of the gypsy-style clothing. She had on a beautiful lace dress to me, and it was really pretty in black. So she did a traditional spiel, and even though we're talking about that, I wanted to let you know a cable car is coming in right now. It's red and silver. It says Roosevelt Island, and I mean, there's loads of people in, you know, I don't know if it's aviation, but I want to say in aviation, you know, using this particular form of transportation to get back and forth. I'm sure there's a bridge that goes across to the island, but this is another form of transportation. It's spectacular. It's awesome. It's thrilling. It's useful. It's effective, and it gets money for the state as well because you pay $3 to get on the cable car to go across, and it's a scenic view. You go past major sky rises and buildings. You pass the bridge. I mean, you can see everything thorough and deeply, you know, and in depth. And so, therefore, you know, it's an awesome, you know, experience. I want to take the ride, but I'm scared to take the ride. But I am a cable car rider. I have ridden in the past, and so I thought it was an excellent program and platform to, you know, share with you who may come to New York later. Ask your parents about Roosevelt Island and the tramway system of transportation. And so getting back to the show, the artist, her name is Surreal ME, and she has several albums. One is called Live at Smalls. The other is Busting Out. The next one is A Very Gypsy Christmas. And the last that we have here is entitled It's a Good Day. You can find more about this artist at youtube.com. You can also Google her if you Google search, and you can also go to www.cyrillemusic.com. And so that was basically the introduction. That was basically some of the blurbs that I found online. But we found out that she's scant in her style. She was a former street artist. She was a Star Academy finalist. She did a world tour. She's been written up by New York Times, and it wrote that she's a bravura turn presented with a smile. So it's bravo with a smile. That's her style. And so we also know that she has a self-produced album. She's a dancer as well. She loves to dance. She has an extensive schedule, as I said, including Germany, Europe, Virginia, New York, New Jersey, and London. The Wall Street Journal has called ME one of the most promising jazz singers of her generation. She is responsible for French melodies, again, and also jazz-type melodies and the different gypsy-style melodies. When I went into the concert, we went into the John Jay Center. It's a, you know, a standard situation there with over 200 chairs, and then they have a stage. He did colors that were primary infusions, almost like an infusion style, like calm aura with like primary colors for almost like the sensitivity, using red to heighten senses for like upbeat music, with some of the blues to do some of the blues tunes. And so it was very effective in that, using color theory to work the crowd's senses. So we had a fun night with that. There was an awesome welcome by several different commentators. They welcomed all five boroughs. You can check local events. If you like to do community events or would like to know what's going on in your local colleges, don't forget to go to your .gov page so that you can find out, you know, search the college and go to the government page. You'll find out community events. Check low school listings for museums and galleries. They also have nightly events. So if you like to get out and about and work with your family on it, then you'll find, you know, many things to do. And in the parenting sections of different magazines and the community calendar in your local newspaper for free events as well, because this was a free concert. We also had several different – I found a technique of singing, her singing style and her effect style. She has a scratch, but it repeats the voice, and even they do a little dance that's like a scratch. It was very effective. I hope that you'll get a chance to see it. It's almost like, it was almost like a digital style thing. They almost looked like holograms when they did it, but it was very, like, it was very catchy. So I wanted to remember that. They did a good day. It was jive. It was great lighting. It offered a solo effect for each musician. Her vocal scales scaled up like high and low. She was able to control her range. It was a tranquil environment. She had lulling songs. The aura and the presentation was, you know, kind of directed by the mood lighting. They were primary colors, and she used new terms like a white night, which, you know, described the all-night session. She used a lot of Mexican classical guitar and, like, grave, dark, spiritual styles in the gypsy dances. She did a presentation from, like, about Billie Holiday. She did several duets with the other musicians. She used a lot of bars and scales and movements in her scanting. And she even did a rendition of Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. We had an awesome night. It lasted about an hour and a half or two. And we went at 7. We were out at 9. She didn't do many breaks. There was a small intermission. She stayed on stage. She worked hard. And, I mean, she, like, really provided, like, you know, an interesting vibration. And to tell you the truth, I was really calm. There was no disquiet in me. We actually enjoyed the presentation. Some of the rumors about her may not be true. They say, you know, a surreal Emmy, you know, maybe was in a parenting situation. But when we really went into it, it was a musical situation. It was a jazz situation. She had a classical guitarist there. She also had someone who played the electric guitar. She had someone on the I think it was a cello, and she also had a drummer. So with all of that going on and all of that music and all of that vibration and her star quality and, you know, her charismatic, you know, joking style to the audience really created an awesome type presentation. And so, you know, I thought, you know, to go back to the college today and to, you know, speak in front of the college or inside the auditorium would have been, you know, an awesome idea. But I couldn't beat this here because I wanted to do another location because I'm spending time in New York. And again, we're live from the Roosevelt tramway, cable car, transportation system here in New York. It's on East 60th Street on 2nd Avenue. I'm Tammy Jordan, your host for A Theory of Parenting, and we're getting to know a little about New York, where, you know, some people decided to bring the kids, you know, or will decide to bring the kids. This is another available form of transportation. It's an exciting view. You know, it's something that you can, you know, show your kids or something that older kids might like to look at, maybe try. And you can take some awesome pictures out here. I definitely took a lot of pictures. I'm going to, you know, send them around. So I wanted to let you know about both situations. I give this performance a thumbs up. It was, you know, it was not what I expected. I didn't know what to expect. I had heard some, you know, some not so good reviews. But when I went in there, you know, I heard, you know, it's excellent. So I'm just happy that we proved that for ourselves because we did find it in a parenting section of a magazine, and so it will discredit those who thought that, you know, the show wasn't, you know, a decent show. But at the same time, I don't know what experiences they may have had, so possibly there are some, you know, some type of stories going around about the particular artist and everything like that. But we wanted to, like, connect a little bit, you know, with the ideal. And I, you know, have to do some gigs in Markel Heath to do, you know, A Theory of Maternity and Togetherness, the CD. And, you know, we wanted to start Psalms I Sing, which I wanted to remake Lord Have Mercy on Me in my own style. And it's a spiritual gospel, like, Southern style, and just traditional R&B flavor with that. And, you know, just, you know, just, you know, mood sensitive. And so I kind of, like, you know, listened to her, and I was awesome and eager to hear that gypsy style. But that's one thing she didn't do, you know, at this presentation. She did a standard, and the blurb said it will be a standard. So wherever you're hearing rumors, maybe it's associated with the gypsy style, maybe it's associated with another program format or in another location or earlier time in her life. But I'm telling you by now, you know, she had the situation under control, and they basically just gave a standardized show. That's our time for today. Don't forget to get out in your city, get out in your car, and if you have the opportunity, you know, get out and, you know, look around and take, you know, public transportation and see the available options, because it's not just the bus, the train, and the subway in New York. They also have the cable car tramway system. That's my time for this show. Until next time.